This world would be so beautiful if only everybody would let their heart play a greater role than it is allowed to do.
Hello and welcome to Models of Success. Today we are featuring the world-renowned Danish author, poet and playwright Hans Christian Andersen. Celebrated for his creation of children's fairy tale classics, Hans Christian Andersen, also known as H.C. Andersen, is most known for the timeless stories The Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina, and The Little Mermaid. Supreme Master Television had the privilege of visiting the Hans Christian Andersen Museum in Odense, Denmark, where Bente Benedicte Jeppesen, who has been a tour guide there since 1992, discussed many interesting facts about this beloved author.
I think he's a great inspiration to others because of his ability to see the whole world in various little everyday things. Nature inspired him. Little things like a snail, for example. He sits there as a boy, looks at the snail, remembers what he saw, and as a grown-up man, he writes about that snail and the snail's family. I think Andersen has this language which is very close to the language we talk, not the writing language, but the more expressive language. And then he's so funny. He's very, very entertaining and colorful, as well in his novels as in his fairy tales.
Oftentimes, the brilliant writer's stories reflected his own life. Born on April 2, 1805, in the small city of Odense, on the Danish island of Fuen, Hans Christian Andersen came from humble beginnings. His father was a shoemaker and his mother a washerwoman.
Andersen was born here where we now have the museum, but his parents were so poor that they just had to live with some family in a tiny room. It's near the river. And he spent many, many hours at the riverside looking at animals and flowers. And he tells, when I was only 9 years, the poetry genius came to see me down there and whispered into my ear. That's where it all started.
His parents played key roles in nurturing young Hans Christian Andersen's imagination. They encouraged him to fabricate his own fairy tales and assemble puppet theatre shows. His mother introduced him to folklore, while his father, a lover of literature, took great delight in bringing his son to the playhouse.
The father was a very unusual father, taking much care of his boy. And the father had a bookshelf here over the window and read aloud to the boy from Arabian Nights and comedies. The father also said about the boy's future, he should never do anything he didn't want to do.
His loving father passed away when Hans was only 10 years old. Taking his father's advice, he strived toward achieving his dreams.
He was very expressive by nature. Already as a little boy here in Odense. He would make up stories. He would dance, sing, and declamate maybe his own poetry for just anybody who would care to listen. He needed that. And all his life, his ambitions were to become famous at the theatre. First of all, the Royal Theatre in Copenhagen. And that's the reason why this boy left Odense when he was only 14 years old. This was a very, very unusual thing to do for a poor shoemaker's son at that time. Arriving in Copenhagen when he was 14 years old, he did get a chance at the Royal Theatre. He spent 3 years hoping to make a career at the theatre, but after 3 years, he had a letter saying they didn't want him there anymore. Among other things, they explained in the letter, he did not have the looks for the ballet.
After H.C. Andersen's hopes of being a stage performer were diminished, he put his focus into his writing. He recalled, "It went through me, body and soul, and tears filled my eyes. I knew that from this very moment, my mind was awake to writing and poetry." Although he had received some schooling from influential people who had taken interest in him, his education was still far from sufficient.
In the board of directors of the Royal Theatre, there were helpful, understanding people. They had manuscripts sent in from Andersen, and everybody agreed, yes, he's got talent, but unfortunately, he can't even spell properly. So it was decided to support him and send him to school as a young man.
Charmed by the young man, Jonas Collins, director of the Royal Theatre and financial advisor to the King, became H.C. Andersen's guardian and arranged for the writer's education from 1822 to 1827. While H.C. Andersen was unable to fit in with his peers and is believed to have had dyslexia, he nonetheless had a very likable personality.
Andersen was very good at making people taking interest in him, so that they wanted to support and help him. I give you an example here. During these tough years in Andersen's youth, where he's sent to school for the second time, he reads some wonderful novels by this romantic writer, B.S. Ingemann, and he's so excited and wants to say thank you. It's so good books, he writes. And his letter is so well written and full of emotions that this famous writer invites him into his beautiful house that you see here.
In 1827, a number of H.C. Andersen's poems were published in the leading literary journal, Copenhagen Post, including both Danish and German versions of his famous piece, The Dying Child. After passing his entrance exams at Copenhagen University in 1828, H.C. Andersen became greatly interested in traveling. Aided by numerous letters of recommendation, he was able to attain a travel grant from King Frederick VI's Royal Foundation. He thus began a two-year tour through Germany, France, and Italy in 1833. This would be the first of many journeys throughout his life, for he found it fascinating and important to meet a wide array of cultures, personalities, and landscapes. He would write several travel sketches, which included the countries of Italy, the Middle East, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden.
Over here, Andersen is in southern Italy. In a letter back home to his friends, the Colleen family, he tells about the happy, smiling, dancing Italian people. Down here, the sun shines so brightly. Everybody is happy. And for the first time, I dare write with my own voice from my own heart. I have started writing a novel on a poor Italian boy who becomes a famous European artist. And then he adds in the letter, as if it's of no special importance, I also started writing some fairy tales, like I would have told them for children. He doesn't know that these fairy tales are going to be the start of his world career.
The aforementioned novel, entitled The Improvisatore, was dedicated to the Colin family. After it was published in 1835, it became Hans Christian Andersen's first literary success, being translated into a number of Northern European languages and gaining popularity in Germany, England, Sweden, Russia, Holland, and France.
Hans Christian Andersen was a man of many talents. He could have been a painter. He was good at making pictures in his writings, and also he loved to cut figures like the dancers, the ballerinas you see here. He loved the theater, and many of his figures here refer to what he saw on stage.
Hans Christian Andersen wrote five other novels that gained recognition in Europe, but his lasting legacy comes from his numerous collections of fairy tales written between 1835 and 1872. The first of the collections was called Tales Told for Children. Some of his well-known stories include The Emperor's New Clothes, The Tinderbox, Princess and the Pea, The Nightingale, The Snow Queen, and The Steadfast Tin Soldier. On August 4, 1875, the beloved author passed away. By that time, Hans Christian Andersen had become an internationally renowned artist, with the Danish government referring to him as a national treasure.
He would be so happy if he lived today, because he can be read all over the world in 157 languages. And I think he was very content when he died, because he succeeded in staying the person he was, full of fantasy and imagination, using his own rules in his art.
Today, the magic of Hans Christian Andersen's entertaining yet meaningful stories continue to delight readers throughout the world, including the royal family.
Our Queen, Margrethe II, is very fond of Hans Christian Andersen. Just look at the pictures Queen Margrethe has made here. They are called decoupage. She cuts out with a pair of scissors and put these parts together into one big picture full of fairy tale. And it does remind a lot of how Andersen worked with his pictures. These decoupages are used now for a film about Andersen's fairy tale, The Wild Swans. So the Queen's pictures are used as background behind the actors. And the costumes are made by Her Majesty Queen Margrethe too.
Danish citizens and admirers who travelled from afar to visit the memorial of Hans Christian Andersen expressed their thoughts about the gifted author.
I'm very proud of Hans Christian Andersen. I think he's the greatest author we have in Denmark ever. And will be like that always, maybe.
Ever since I was a small baby, a child, my grandmother read his stories for me, and that's like a tradition in Denmark. A lot of kids get his books when they're baptized.
So I am very, very proud of him. I can't see why I shouldn't be. He is known worldwide, and he has come from nothing to...